Have you checked your portfolio lately? If you hold any aerospace stock, you might want to sit down for this one. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. The big manufacturers are reporting first quarter numbers for 2026, and the story is not what most people expected. Airbus, the company that spent the last several years eating Boeing's lunch, just posted a 52% drop in profits. That is not a typo. 52%. Meanwhile, Boeing, the company everyone had written off, is quietly clawing its way back. So what happened? What does it mean? And why should you care even if you fly a Piper Cherokee and never plan to set foot on an A320neo? Let's get into it. Today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. Check them out at aviationsoul.com. So here's the headline. Airbus reported first quarter 2026 earnings, and the numbers were ugly. Operating profit fell by more than half compared to the same quarter last year. Revenue was down, deliveries were slower than planned, and the company's chief executive described the situation in terms you don't usually hear from a European aerospace giant. The word suffering was used. Not struggling, not facing headwinds. Suffering. Now let's put this in context, because the headline alone doesn't tell the whole story. Airbus has been dealing with a supply chain problem that simply will not go away. Engine manufacturers, particularly those building power plants for the A320neo family, have been unable to keep up with demand. Pratt & Whitney's geared turbofan issues are well documented at this point, but it's not just engines. Airbus has been fighting shortages across dozens of suppliers. From fuselage sections to avionics components to simple fasteners, when you're trying to build roughly 70 aircraft a month and your parts aren't showing up on time, the math gets brutal fast. And that's exactly what happened in the first quarter. Airbus had planned to ramp production aggressively through 2026. Instead, they delivered fewer aircraft than expected. Fewer deliveries means fewer payments from airlines, and that hits the bottom line directly, because in commercial aviation, the bulk of the purchase price gets paid on delivery day, not when the order is placed. Here's what you need to know about the other side of this coin. Boeing, which spent most of 2024 and 2025 dealing with the fallout from quality control failures, a door plug blowout, production slowdowns, and intense regulatory scrutiny, is starting to show signs of recovery. Deliveries are ticking up. The 737 MAX production line is moving again, though still well below the rates Boeing wants to hit. And airlines that had been shifting orders to Airbus are starting to look at Boeing again, partly because Airbus can't deliver on its own backlog fast enough. This is a duopoly problem. When one manufacturer stumbles, the other can't simply absorb all the demand. There are only two companies on Earth building narrow-body jets at scale, if both of them are having production issues at the same time. And that's essentially what's happening right now. The ripple effects travel through the entire aviation ecosystem. So why should this matter to you as a general aviation pilot or even as a flight student? A few reasons. First, airline fleet planning affects airport infrastructure, which affects you. When airlines can't get new aircraft on time, they keep older, less efficient planes in service longer. That changes maintenance patterns, it changes gate assignments, and it can change how airports allocate ramp space. If your home field has commercial service, pay attention to which carriers are growing and which are holding steady. It affects traffic patterns, and it can affect the resources available for GA operations. Second, the supply chain issues hitting Airbus and Boeing are the same supply chain issues affecting general aviation manufacturers. Cessna, Piper, Cirrus, they all pull from the same global pool of avionics vendors, raw materials suppliers, and skilled labor. When the big manufacturers are hoarding titanium and buying up every available machinist, it drives up costs and lead times across the board. That new avionics panel you've been waiting on, or the engine overhaul parts your shop can't seem to source. Those delays are connected to the same supply chain crunch that just hammered Airbus's earnings. Third, and this is the longer-term consideration, the health of the commercial aviation manufacturing sector affects investment in aviation broadly. When Airbus and Boeing are printing money, some of that wealth flows into research and development that benefits everyone. Sustainable aviation fuel development, next-generation air traffic management systems, electric propulsion research. When profits plummet, those investments get scrutinized, budgets get cut, timelines stretch. Now, I do want to flag something as opinion here. I think this is a temporary situation for Airbus, not a structural one. They have a backlog worth years of production. Airlines are desperate for new narrow-body jets. The demand is there. The problem is execution, Getting parts, building planes, and delivering them on schedule, that's a solvable problem. But it's not one that gets fixed in a single quarter. We're probably looking at the rest of 2026 before Airbus gets back to the delivery cadence they want. Boeing's recovery is real but fragile. They still have regulatory constraints on 737 MAX production rates. They still have a workforce that went through layoffs and morale problems. And they still have a reputation to rebuild with both airlines and the flying public. The fact that their numbers look better right now is partly because they were coming off such a low baseline. When you've been on the ground, any altitude gain looks impressive. The net effect for the industry is that new aircraft are going to remain scarce and expensive for the foreseeable future. That means higher ticket prices for passengers, which means continued strong revenue for airlines, which means continued demand for pilots. If you're working on your ratings or thinking about a career change into the cockpit, the demand signal has not changed. Airlines need people to fly the planes they have, and they need even more people once they finally start getting the new planes they've ordered. One more piece to watch. Airbus specifically called out tariff uncertainty as a factor in their outlook. Without getting into politics, the reality is that aerospace manufacturing is a global operation. Wings built in one country, engines in another, final assembly somewhere else. Any disruption to the flow of parts across borders hits production timelines. That's not a partisan statement. That's just how modern aircraft manufacturing works. And it's something the entire industry is navigating right now. That's your ATIs for today. This story came via Simple Flying, and it's one worth following as the year plays out. More at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Fly smart, fly safe, and keep your eyes outside.